जय गोपी जन वल्लभ धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वनचारी जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय वृंदावन धाम जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जगद्गुरु शिला प्रभुपदा जगद्गुरु शिला प्रभुपदा हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल गौर प्रेमानंदी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे इन दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 38 अक्रूरास अराइवल इन वृंदावन टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 थ्रू 43। वी विल फिनिश ऑफ द होल चैप्टर अबाउट 15-16 वर्सेस एंड वी विल रिसाइट टेक्स्ट 43 एंड आई विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशंस ऑल अलोंग फ्रॉम द टेक्स्ट 28 थ्रू 42 एंड देन वी विल रिसाइट टेक्स्ट 43। The translation, Akrura is coming to Vrindavan to take Krishna and Balarama with him on the order of King Kansa. So, the translation of text 28 through 33 is, Akrura then saw Krishna and Balarama in the village of Raja, going to milk the cows. Krishna wore yellow garments, Balarama blue, and their eyes resembled autumnal lotuses. One of those two mighty armed youths, the shelters of the goddess of fortune, had a dark blue complexion, and the other was white. With their fine-featured faces, they were the most beautiful of all persons as they walked with the gait of young elephants, glancing about with compassionate smiles. Those two exalted personalities beautified the cow pasture with the impressions of their feet, which bore the marks of the flag, lightning bolt, elephant god, and lotuses. The two lords, whose pastimes are most magnanimous and attractive, were ornamented with jeweled necklaces and flower garlands, anointed with auspicious, fragrant substances, freshly bathed and dressed in spotless raiment. They were the primeval, supreme personalities, the masters and original causes of the universes, who had, for the welfare of the earth, now descended in their distinct forms of Keshava and Balarama. O King Parikshit, they resembled two gold-bedecked mountains, one of emerald and the other of silver, as with their effulgence they dispelled the sky's darkness in all directions. Translation continued, text 34. Akrura, overwhelmed with affection, quickly jumped down from his chariot and fell at the feet of Krishna and Balarama, like a rod. The joy of seeing the Supreme Lord flooded Akrura's eyes with tears and decorated his limbs with eruptions of ecstasy. He felt such eagerness that he could not speak to present himself, O King. So who is talking to whom? So who called, O King? Who is speaking? Shukdev Goswami. To whom? He is the King. Thank you for being alert and prompt. Translation text 36 onward. Recognizing Akrura, Lord Krishna drew him close with his hand, which bears the sign of chariot wheel, and then embraced him. Krishna felt pleased, for he is always benignly disposed toward his surrendered devotees. So in little purport here, according to the Acharya, by extending his hand marked with the chariot wheel or chakra, Lord Krishna indicated his ability to kill Kamsa. Translation continued, text 38, 39, 40, 41, 42. As Akrura stood with his head bowed, Lord Sankarsana Balram grasped his joined hands. And then Balrama took him to his house in the company of Lord Krishna. After inquiring from Akrura whether his trip had been comfortable, Balrama offered him a first-class seat, bathed his feet in accordance with the injunctions of his scripture, and respectfully served him milk with honey. The Almighty Lord Balrama presented Akrura with the gift of a cow, massaged his feet to relieve him of fatigue, and then, with great respect and faith, fed him suitably prepared food of various fine tastes. When Akrura had eaten to his satisfaction, Lord Balrama, the supreme knower of religious duties, offered him herbs for sweetening his mouth, along with fragrances and flower garlands. Thus Akrura once again enjoyed the highest pleasure. Nanda Maharaj asked Akrura, O descendant of Dasaraha, how are all of you maintaining yourselves while that merciless Kamsa remains alive? You are just like sheep under the care of a butcher. That cruel self-serving Kamsa murdered the infants of his own sister in her presence, even as she cried in anguish. So why should we even ask about the well-being of you, his subjects? Now, let's recite text 43. Itham sunrte yavacha nandena subhajitaha akrura pariprasthena jahav adva parishramam. Itham sunrte yavacha nandena susabhajita akrura pariprasthena jahav adva parishramam. Itham sunrte yavacha nandena susabhajita akrura pariprasthena jahav adva parishramam. Rudhyavacha नंदेना सुसभाजिता अक्रूरा परिप्रष्टेन जवाब आत्मपरिश्रमम् इत्थम श्रुणदया वाच नंदेना सुसभाजितः अक्रूरा परिप्रष्टेन जहावद्वा परिश्रमम् इत्थम श्रुणतया वाच नंदेना सुसभाजिता अक्रूरा परिप्रष्टेन जहावद्वा परिश्रमम् माताजी इत्थम श्रुणतया वाच नंदेना सुसभाजिता अक्रूरा परिप्रष्टेन जहावद्वा परिश्रमम् इत्थम दस सुनृतया वेरी ट्रू एंड प्लीजिंग वाच विद वर्ड्स नंदेन बाय नंद महाराज सु वेल सभाजिता ऑनर अक्रूरा परिप्रष्टेन बाय द इंक्वायरी जहो पुट असाइड अध्वा ऑफ द रोड परिश्रमम हिज फटीग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पर्ड बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद बाय हिज ग्रेस हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑनर्ड बाय नंद महाराज विद दीज ट्रू एंड प्लीजिंग वर्ड्स ऑफ इंक्वायरी Akrura forget his fatigue of his journey. So this is the translation that okay. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Isthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहम् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुत पादकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातम् सहगण रघुनाथम् विदं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजना सहितम् श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान् सगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So in this whole chapter, in fact, Akrura is setting the example for all of us how to approach Vrindavan Dham. As he's approaching towards Vrindavan, we can read his consciousness here by his words, how he is feeling ecstatic. He is hankering, looking forward to see the audience, to have darshan of Krishna and Balarama. He is living in Mathura, where Kansa is ruling. And in one of the verses, Nanda Maharaj, he put his words for Akrura that, what can I ask about your welfare, because I know you are already living under the rule of Kansa, and you guys, all of you, are like sheep living under the care of a butcher. How long the butcher can take care? Because his goal is to slaughter the sheep. So, one of the aspects that we can draw here today in this class is, as a devotee, we came to Vrindavan, we are living in Vrindavan, how we should live, what should be our consciousness, what should be our mood, have we come to enjoy nice shopping, prasadam. Of course, prasadam is enjoyment, is the mercy of the Lord, but is that the only? No. We have come here to serve, to see the Lord every day and to feel His presence from heart, not just superficial. Devotees, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santat sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yana shama sundara chinta gana sarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajam. So devotees are anointed with the love of Godhead. All the devotees, even those who are visitors, this land of Vrindavan, the abode of Lord Krishna, is so powerful. As soon as they step out of their vehicle, first of all, they take off their shoes, immediately leave them in the car or vehicle. And then they begin to immediately chant, Radhe, 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 Radhe. This is the place, Vrindavan. Impact, immediate effect we can see. Sometimes I personally feel that they are more advanced than even me, because I sometimes miss the feeling that I am in Vrindavan. I am so fortunate. I am blessed. We are blessed. We are so fortunate. But are we really, really relishing the services, the association of devotees? Some of us are new devotees. Some of us are very senior devotees. The whole point here is, in the Guru's prayers, in his mind, what he is thinking, when I will see the Lord, my desires will be fulfilled. My life's mission will be successful. My life's purpose will be successful. That was his mood. Another aspect that we can get out of these verses is how to receive a guest, atithi. Atithi means who comes, tithi. Tithi means date and time. An atithi who comes without calling or without telling, like those who have taken birth in the age of mobile phone, they may not know it, but I lived at least 40 years without mobile phone, and there was no mobile phone. Otherwise, Akura could have gone, hey Nanda, I'm coming. Probably tomorrow after the Ekadashi, I'll be there around 8 p.m. So he could have done that, but he didn't do it because there was no cell phones like that. He came, and then immediately he was received very well. Everything was nice. So the whole process of reception is also mentioned here. So when we receive a guest, when we receive somebody as atithi, atithi devo bhava, the guests, they are like gods. So we should receive the guest like God. The reception, like, first of all, we receive them. So Krishna and Balarama, they are learning here under the guidance of the parents how to receive a guest, washing their feet, offering them a nice place to sit, immediately arrange for fan, nice place to sit, and then offer them different kinds of eatables after they have washed their feet and hands. Here, the difficulty was that Kansa asked Akrura to go to Vrindavan on Ekadashi. And Akura stayed overnight in Mathura itself. And the next day, he started moving towards Vrindavan, so it was Dwadashi. And it became evening when he arrived, and generally the fast is broken in the morning. But it was evening time, but he did not think much about this ritualistic thing. He thought, oh God, I'm going to get this Mahaprasad in the home of Nanda Maharaj, in the home of Krishna and Balarama. How fortunate I am. So he set aside all those conceptions of breaking fast, and he broke the fast in the evening by honoring the prasadam offered to him at the place of Nanda Maharaj. So that's another thing. And then, of course, Krishna and Balarama, they learn how to receive guests. So we can see when Sudama came to Krishna in Dwarika, the same honor was given by Krishna to Sudama, even though he was a very childhood friend, very poor, but no discrimination on the part of Krishna. So that's another point. And also, now we are here, so I have a couple of stories to mention here, my own experiences, like we were in Rath Yatra in Los Angeles, and it is almost 25 years back. And in the morning, the temple president, he was asking for service, and he said, we need 4 devotees for each chariot. So we need about 12 devotees who would hold a rod on the side of the chariot wheel so that nobody can get crushed, or some finger or feet can get crushed under the wheel of the chariot. So immediately, some devotees, they raised hand right away, immediately, without any consideration. They might be thinking, we have to go to breakfast, we have to pack up, we have to... No, they set aside everything, immediately raised their hands. And when I saw 2 devotees who were very familiar to me, they raised their hands, Nityananda and his wife, from Portland. They drove from Portland to Los Angeles to attend Rath Yatra. Okay. It's no big deal in America. You can drive that much. But, and they were the ones who raised their hands. Yes, Prabhu, we will do it, as you ask. But then I noticed, Nityananda had 6 stitches very fresh over here on his face, which he got when they were driving from Portland. Their tire burst and their SUV flipped 6 times. But fortunately, they were wearing seat belts. They survived, but both they got injured. And they arrived in Rath Yatra in time, in the morning. They were there. They might have taken some painkillers or anything. But they're sitting in the morning aarti, Mangal aarti, and when they were requested, when there was an announcement, impromptu, immediately they raised their hands because they were looking for service in Dham. They were looking for service to do when it's asked. They were not that, Prabhu, I need to do this, I need to do that. No. Voluntarily, immediately, 6 stitches. No complaint. No excuses. That's another time. We were in Toronto Rath Yatra, and we arrived driving, and then we approached Temple President, Prabhu, how can we serve? Because whenever you approach Dham, the only pleasure, the only way to live is to do service. So we asked for service. And he said, in the kitchen, we have 400 pounds of boiled potatoes and they got to be peeled. And we sat, there were about 8 of us. And we peeled and peeled and peeled and peeled and peeled like 4 hours straight. And it was like now Lord Jagannath is coming out and this thing is happening, we are hearing, but we are peeling potatoes. So the point is, when we are asked for service, we should try our best to fulfill that. When we are new devotees, sometimes it may happen that we may not understand something in this Bhagavatam or in the pastimes of Krishna. There may be some dichotomy or some misunderstanding. But we have to hang on. We have to stay on, because one day that will be clarified. I am telling this based on my past 30 years of experience. I had many questions right from the beginning. But they were all answered in the time, as the time passed. And second thing is that there is a possibility that somebody would say us something that we may not like. We may not find that very palatable. We may want to say, yes, that was too much. And now I want to leave. I want to go. I don't want to hang around here, because this is not what I came here for. It can happen. It may happen. It has happened to many. But those who are smart enough, those who were sincere enough, they said, no, that's nothing. I am not hurt. I am not bewildered. I'm not going to go. I know what for I came here. Like I have to cross the whole big mountain. And here's one little stone came under my feet. No, I don't want to climb. I'm going back. No. Krishna consciousness. So here, when Akrura was received, he is being served by Krishna and Balarama. And text 40 very nicely describes, Tasmai bhuktvate pritaya Ramaha param dharmita pritaya. With great love and affection. So whatever service we do, it should be fully developed, fully understood in love. No burden. Nothing. The moment we think of burden in anything, what to speak of devotional service. Even for example, I go for a job every day. And if I don't want to go, I feel dejected to go. I feel bad about going to the job. How can I do my job? That's even the material thing. I will just feel all the time dizzy and burdened and feeling, looking at the watch when the time will happen, I will have to go. That can happen. We have to do it with full enthusiasm. Utsaha. Nischa dhairyat. Great enthusiasm. Some devotees from Los Angeles, they came to my temple town, Boise, Idaho, and they came for book distribution. So before they came, big truck came and all kinds of thousands of Bhagavad Gita were offloaded from the truck. And I was like, wow. Then we came to know Vijay Prabhu with his associates coming in his camper and everything. And we were ecstatic that we'll get their association. So in the morning, after Bhagavatam class, we were on in Prasadam. And I asked Prabhu, how can we serve you? How can we facilitate you here in your mission of distributing Bhagavad Gita? Because you have taken the most desired seva of Srila Prabhupada, of distributing books. How can we serve you? If we will serve you, our life will be successful, because you are distributing Srila Prabhupada books. Then he said, Prabhu, give me some enthusiasm. Very humble devotee. The point is, if we lose enthusiasm, every day we rise, not feeling burden. Oh man, I have to rise in the morning. What other devotees will say? I have to win Mangal Arati. And okay, I'm going. Anyways, no. Our mood is, yes, it is a service to Krishna and Balaram. We chant 16 rounds not to get rid of our karma, but to please Krishna and Balaram, to please Radhe Shyam Sundar. For their pleasure I'm chanting this. They might be, I'm dancing here in the kirtan. Why? Because they are pleased by seeing me dancing. Now, further we move on into this. The 16 texts. So it should be a very loaded class, but we have to speak a little bit about the Pani Hati Chida Dahi festival also. So, the whole point here is Akrura came and Nanda Maharaj, he mentioned that you are living like a sheep in the reign of, in the kingdom of Kansa, who is like a butcher. You are always afraid and scared. Of course, Kansa, so cruel, killed children of his own sister. So cruel. How can anyone be happy? But they found, they had a hope. One day, son of Devaki will come and kill Kansa. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. We will be relieved. And when Akrura was asked by Kansa, bring Krishna and Balaram here so that we can kill them through wrestling match or some other means. And Akrura is doing this job. And he's feeling, or he may have felt like, oh, I'm going to bring them here. And I know Kansa is cruel. He will kill them both. He could have thought like that. But he knew that Krishna and Balaram are the supreme personality of Godhead. Nothing can happen. Even he saw opportunity in difficulty that by going to Vrindavan, I will be able to see Lord Krishna and Balarama. I will be able to take the dust of Vrindavan on my head. Giriraj Vas Maya Pao Braj Taj Vaikunth Na Chahiye. I don't want to go even to Vaikuntha by leaving the dust of Vrajamandal. That's the feeling of a devotee. That's the feeling of Vrajavasi. So when Akrura came, he saw Vrindavan. He saw Krishna and Balaram doing their everyday chores, like taking the cows to the pasture, milking, and doing all their everyday work, everyday routine things that they were doing. Cowherd boy. So much description of Vrindavan is given. How Krishna and Balarama, they are serving. And now gopis, when Akrura saw all the gopis and coward men and women and ladies and gopis, they were overwhelmed. They were calling, Akrura, you are not Akrura, you are Krura, you are cruel. You are taking away our Krishna and Balaram, our beloved Krishna and Balaram. How can we call you Akrura? That's your wrong name. Actually, you are Krura. So, they were cursing. They were not cursing directly, but in their minds, they were thinking, why this Akrura came? He's taking our Krishna and Balarama. That's not good. We can't live without them. Yashoda Mai fainted. All the coward girls, they fainted again and again. But Krishna told them, don't worry, I am going to come back. I will come back. I have a mission. I am going, but I am never separated from Vrindavan. I am never separated from my devotees. I never leave Vrindavan. Vrindavan nipartaje pado ekana gacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He is always here, always present, always. And devotees, they have so many types. Why this whole temple complex is built by Srila Prabhupada? For us to serve. Thousands of types of services are here. And thousands of devotees are involved in so many ways. And devotees, Srila Prabhupada left with 108 temples all over the world. And devotees and disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they have taken his mission further and further. Now thousands of temples are coming up. Thousands of devotees are taking initiation. We have to even expand our temple here because we couldn't accommodate people. Thousands of people are coming every day to the temple, having darshan of Shyam Sundara, Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nithai. Why it is happening? Because of that wonderful and tremendous efforts in preaching devotees are putting in. All over the world, wherever you go in a train or in a plane or in a bus, you will find devotees sitting and chanting and distributing books. This is Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON's mission. One time Srila Prabhupada was walking in Detroit on the morning walk, and he saw the mascot, the emblem of Asian Paints. And in Asian Paints, it was shown the whole globe. And the paint was flowing down, and the logo was, "We want to cover the whole world with our Asian Paints." Srila Prabhupada, look, that's our mission. We want to cover the whole world, every town and village of the whole world, by Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Akrura, very nicely received by Nanda Maharaj and his two sons, two wonderful sons, lordships, Krishna and Balarama, received Akrura very nicely. And in such a way they received Akrura that Akrura forgot the fatigue of the journey he took on the chariot. In fact, when he came with his chariot, all the cowherd boys and girls, they were just looking at the chariot, because Vrindavan was a village, not a town, and there was no such chariot, there were only bullock carts. So they were amazed to see, chariot has come, somebody has come. Like that. They were clapping, they were dancing. But they did not know the person came, will take away Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan. So we will stop Bhagavat Katha at this point. Akrura's arrival in Vrindavan, he came to Vrindavan to take Krishna and Balaram with him on the order of Kansa, so that Kansa can execute his plan. But Akrura knew right away, and on the way back, Akrura will see the signs, the various omens. Like we were driving one time from Boise to Los Angeles for Rath Yatra, and while passing through Nevada, on our right side, we saw some deer. And we said, wow, auspicious, yeah, it's nice. We saw the deer passing on the right side, means all auspicious plan. So Akrura also saw the deer on his right side while returning. And he was thinking, yes, this is very auspicious sign. Krishna and Balaram are competent enough to deal with Kansa and his evil people. So today is Chidadahi festival. So, where this festival was celebrated? Where? Panihati. Why the name of the place is Panihati? The town is located 10 miles north of Calcutta. And the place was originally known as Pinati, because there was a kind of rice Pinati which was being imported over there from various nearby places, paddy places. In Bengal, they grow a lot of rice. They eat rice, in fact, very much. And that Pinati type of rice they would import, they will bring from all over the nearby places, and from there it will be loaded in the seaways, the barges and the tankers, and they will be exported other places. So because of the Pinati, the place turned out the name like a Panihati. So in the Panihati, Raghav Pandit used to live there, and about 2 kilometers away, one of the 6 Goswamis lived there. Who was that Goswami? One of the 6 Goswami who lived there. 2 kilometers away from Panihati. Who lived there? Who was the Goswami who was involved in the pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami? Wonderful. So Raghunath Das Goswami lived nearby. And it happened to be there. Like one time, Lord Chaitanya was there. And when Raghunath Das Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das Goswami very renounced from the very beginning, very pure devotee, and he wanted to retire right from the beginning and serve the mission of Lord Chaitanya full time. But Lord Chaitanya asked him, just stay, hold on, time will come, you will see that happening. And after 2 years, Lord Nityananda happened to be there. And when Raghunath Das Goswami heard from devotees that Lord Nityananda is in Panihati, he asked his father permission to visit him. He got the permission and he went there. And from a distance place, Lord Nityananda was sitting on a little higher place near the bank of Ganga. And Raghunath Das Goswami paid obeisances from a far place. And devotee said, Lord Nityananda, look, Raghunath Das Goswami, he is paying obeisances from a far place. He is hiding from you. Then Lord Nityananda asked devotee, bring him here. And when he came, Lord Nityananda said, you are hiding like a thief. Because only thieves, they hide themselves. And you are hiding like a thief. That's why I'm going to punish you. So this Panihati Chivradahi festival is also known as a festival of punishment. It's a transcendental punishment. And Lord Nityananda asked Raghunath Das Goswami, arrange a huge feast of Chivradahi. I want you to arrange it. So Raghunath Das Goswami, instead of feeling punished or feeling chastised, he was jubilant. Said, wow, now I'm going to serve the desire of Lord Nityananda. It's a great pleasure for me. Immediately he asked his fellows, bring chivla and dahi and many other fruits and sweets and bananas and so many things from the nearby places. They went in the bullock carts. They brought so much chivla, dahi, and then chivla was immediately soaked in the water in many, many big round-shaped ghada-like pots. And they soaked the chira in that. Chira is like a chipped rice. And after soaking, they made preparation of two types, two main preparations. Though they added so many things. I remember His Holiness Jaya Pataka Swami is, of course, he served in Mayapur for last maybe close to 50 years. And he loved this festival very much. And then he began to visit Atlanta Temple very often. Every year almost, he would be there in Panihati festival and he would personally go to kitchen and would cook or prepare, I don't know, maybe 25 chira dahi recipes and dishes, and then everyone will honor. So it's like a big festival. So same thing Lord Nityananda ordered, and Raghunath Das Goswami, he brought all this stuff. And they soaked the rice, then they divided the rice into two parts. One to made chira dahi with yogurt, like chira, chivla, and in yogurt. And the other one was in condensed milk. So two preparations, two made. So everyone, they got two pots of prasadam. One chira dahi, other chivla, condensed milk. Or evaporated milk, like that. So this is how. And then everyone was jubilant, ecstatic, feeling very great by the presence of Lord Nityananda. And thousands and thousands of people from nearby villages in their bullock carts and whatever, they got news, yes, Lord Nityananda is there. Big festival is happening. We have to go. Like here in Vrindavan, whenever there is a festival, we see whole Vrindavan is inundated with all the nearby village devotees. They flock, they flood towards Vrindavan. Vrajamandal Parikrama, Vrindavan Parikrama, Govardhan Parikrama. This is the holy place, Vrindavan. You may have to work very hard here to forget Krishna. Other places, very easy to forget Krishna. But in Vrindavan, impossible. You may be a super first class jivan. But still, Krishna will take you. Yep, you are here in Vrindavan. Take my holy names. No longer a demon. You may be suffering like anything. You may have so many problems. Your life is miserable. In Vrindavan Dham, it will make you forget everything. You come to temple, chant in the kirtan. You will forget all your miseries, all your pains, all the difficulties of material existence. This is Dham. It may make this happen. It will make you forget all your difficulties. Because mercy is there. And Srila Prabhupada, by his transcendental visit to America, because when Srila Prabhupada went to America, I was attending a class given by a great Russian devotee, Patri Prabhu, and he mentioned in his class that one of the Russian devotee, he is the son of a great admiral of the naval forces of Russia. He became devotee. And after he became devotee, his father was in naval army in Russia. And he said, your guru, Srila Prabhupada, like you mentioned several times, he came to America in 1965 at the age of 69. And the date you are mentioning, when he landed, at the same time I remember, we had all our submarines loaded with all the nuclear warheads all under the waters near New York. And I remember that date and the time also. And then whole plan was to start a war, Third World War. And suddenly the order came, no, this is not the time. All the Marines were ordered to return back to Russia. Your guru is not an ordinary person. Vishwa Guru, Jagat Guru, he has changed the destiny of the whole world by his arrival in New York. And now we can see ISKCON is growing like a wildfire. The very first book after joining ISKCON I read was the Hare Krishna Explosion by Hayagriva Das. And I didn't realize at that time, I was very new, that explosion. But now after reading that book 30 years ago, when I would come to India, I would see that people will look at you like a strange animal. Not long ago, only 28 years ago, if you have a bead bag in your neck and you have a choti and shikha and tilak, people look at you, where from you are? Are you Indian? Don't seem like Indian, because Indians, they have lost. They had lost. Srila Prabhupada gave our identities back to us. Now, we are proud of being Indian. Why? Because when Srila Prabhupada went to Western countries, the reporters asked him, Swamiji, why you have come here? Anyone who come here from developing country like India, they come here for degrees. They come here for job. They come here for earning money, making money. Prabhupada said, no, I have come here. You have looted India like anything. You robbed India, Indian temples, Indian jewels, and Indian, all the things you have robbed, like a thief, like a dacoit. Prabhupada spoke on their face. You came to India like a dacoit. And they were listening, yeah. Yeah, we are dacoits, yeah. He made them realize that you were dacoits, came to India. You looted India, everything from India, but you forget one thing. The spiritual culture and knowledge of India, which I have come to give you. I am here to give you, not to beg from you. Because India, now the whole effort in the whole world is every Indian भारत भूमि जन्म हुई ले जार, जन्म सार्थक करी कर पर उपकार। चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेड, एनीवन हु हैज टेकन बर्थ इन द होली लैंड ऑफ इंडिया, फर्स्ट यू प्योरिफाई योर ओन एग्जिस्टेंस बाय चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे, एंड देन प्यूरिफाई योर ओन एग्जिस्टेंस, बिकम प्यूरिफाइड एंड देन कर पर उपकार। अमार आज्ञा गुरु हो या तारो यही देश, जारे देखो तारे कहो कृष्ण उपदेश। सो फाइंड द अपॉर्चुनिटी, फाइंड योर निच, फाइंड बिकॉज इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस। वन टाइम वन माता जी, शी वॉज ट्रेवलिंग ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ बीबीटी टू कवर द स्टोरी ऑफ ऑल द टेम्पल्स, टेकिंग फोटोग्राफ ऑफ द डीटीज, एंड नित्य तृप्त माता जी, शी took photographs for about 80 plus temples, and Darshan book was published. She came to our temple, and we asked Mataji, how you came into this whole thing. She said, I had a degree in photography, and I went to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, your disciples, devotees, are serving you in so many ways. I am just a photographer. How can I serve you? Prabhupada said, yeah, you have a degree in photography. Take photographs of deities. And she started. And then she said, after a couple of months, I realized I'm a photographer. And I'm taking the DD photographs of Lord Krishna. And generally photographers, they don't want their object to move. Because if they move, they will be blurring. And she said, believe it or not, Krishna doesn't move when I take a photograph. So the perfect person to take a photograph. And I love it so much. And she has all kind of big zoom cameras and everything. And she has been doing this for the last many years. And so in Krishna consciousness, thousands and thousands of types of stories. Like I am always looking for using my background of professorship to serve Vrindavan Dham. So we got this government grant to do some Yamuna work on the pollution of Yamuna. How we can monitor that, infusing the groundwater, studies and modeling are going on. Some students are doing PhD under me. And now I started another project where we are going to take the images of satellite of whole Rajamandal and finding out how much deforestation have happened in the last 50 years. And we are going to bring a project to the government that we need almost the same forest cover in Vrindavan Dham, Rajamandal. That's our service to Srila Prabhupada. That's our service to Dham. That's what we are trying. And we are also trying to bring all the students of the college to chant Hare Krishna mantra. We are holding classes in the hostels every evening, and hundreds of students are coming. We are arranging prasadam. We are also serving once a month to 250 professors, PhD honors and faculties. And they attend the classes. Again, we have a program around 7th or 9th of this month. And about 250 professors will come. They will listen to our devotees of the temple. And they will chant and dance and honor Krishna Prasadam. That's Srila Prabhupada's mission. Purity. Books are the basis. Utility is the principle. And preaching is the essence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram, Ram, Hare. Thank you very much. Yeah.